Hey guys, this is Jack here with Seven Land Productions. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to help support us, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/7lamb. You can donate as little as a dollar that goes towards our production costs, and you can earn some great rewards in the process.
Seven Land Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Episode 15, Breach.
Normally I wouldn't leave my post, but do you realize what you're doing?
I can explain.
You better do just that.
I have to get to California.
Keep going.
I know it was stupid, but I wanted to know what was going on. No one knows anything. Even now, the sheriff has yet to say more than, "Stay safe, guys." I overheard Kilmer and the captain talking about Dr. Bennett when we first arrived, and a stupid impulse came over me. It was dumb. But you guys are keeping everyone in the dark when in actuality, you should be letting them go. Letting them have the ability to reach their loved ones.
We're trying to prevent panic. We're trying to contain an outbreak.
If as many meteors are falling as have been reported, there won't be anything to contain this, unless you find a cure.
That's why Dr. Bennett was asked here.
There's no communications with the CDC.
It's only a matter of time.
No, this is going to get worse.
You don't know that.
You're gonna turn me in?
You act like I have some say in what happens here. I'm a soldier, a grunt. It's not my call.
Ambridge stood there, arms crossed.
What was your goal? To help us out one night and sneak away with your friends?
I was planning on winging it.
That's one way of doing it, I guess.
Not really. I've been caught.
What's waiting for you in California? Family?
Yes, a mother, a fiancé. Listen, I have a bad feeling about this whole thing.
Don't worry, it's gonna get sorted out.
The CDC sent over a few files before you guys lost communications. Emerson has seen those files, Kilmer has seen those files, and I have seen those files.
And?
And? This isn't going to be sorted out. Ambridge and I stood in silence for a few moments. Behind him, I could see dark clouds, the moonlight disappearing.
It's a storm moving in.
Are you going to turn me in, Ambridge?
Oh, cool. Now it's gonna rain.
Oh no. What if the storm slows down Ava's escape plan?
Relax, Lori. We don't even know if she was gonna be able to pull it off tonight.
We're not sure if she's gonna be able to pull this off at all.
We probably shouldn't be talking about this so loudly.
I agree with Jay. Let's just let it be.
But I don't want to fall asleep, just in case.
I'll wake you, don't worry.
What if you fall asleep?
Then Ava will wake us.
She wouldn't leave us, right?
Except, she doesn't really know you two that well, so I don't know. But she wouldn't leave us.
That's reassuring.
Jay.
What?
Listen, we understand that you didn't have to include us in on this.
I didn't mean anything by it.
We appreciate everything. When we got here, we didn't know what was going on.
And that sheriff didn't help.
I get that they want to keep us in the dark, but that's just ridiculous. We have family we need to get to.
We could maybe take you to Cincinnati, or at least close.
We should just worry about getting out of here first.
I agree. They're trying to prevent panic, but all they're doing is creating sitting ducks.
But it's the military. At least we're protected, right?
I don't know about that.
What do you mean, Mark?
Sure, they have patrols, but we have no idea how many creatures there are out there.
When you say creatures, do you mean slashers or shriekers?
Does it matter? I think we need to figure out a way out of here.
That's what Ava's doing.
No, I'm talking about us. We need to figure out a way out of here.
And how are we going to do that?
Yeah, Mark. They have security at every corner of the parking lot. Not to mention the two douchebags that walk down tent aisle every 5 minutes.
We need to figure out something. We can't put all our hope into Ava. What if she can't get a vehicle? What if they discover she isn't Bennett? What if we wait too long and these creatures show up?
I don't know.
How do we go about planning this?
I'm gonna go check on Serena.
She's just been laying on the cot, staring at the tent.
She hasn't been getting any sleep.
Have any of us?
I'll be right back.
With the storm moving in, maybe this is our shot to leave.
Do you really think they would shoot us if we tried to escape?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Serena. You okay? I'm really sorry. I know I've said that a bunch, but I just wanted to say it again. Mark, Trish, and Lori are thinking of a plan of escape. I'm sure you still want to get back to Charlotte. If Ava doesn't get us out of here, Mark will. He's stubborn. Okay, I'll let you keep resting.
We're all going to die, aren't we?
No. We're going to get out of here.
I can't go back to Charlotte without Riley. My mom would be devastated.
She would be glad to have you back.
I miss him.
Ambridge pushed me forward, his hand gripped tightly around my arm. Aren't they going to be upset if you leave your post again?
They'll be more upset if I don't report you. It's weird. I hear Dr. Bennett arrived and everyone's feeling relieved because the captain might pull the search parties. But then someone pointed you out. Do you remember introducing yourself, Ava?
I do. I'm sorry. I truly am. But I told you, I just wanted to know what was going on.
So you lied, acted the part, looked at the files.
Why can't I?
For all I know, you work at Best Buy.
I'm an environmentalist.
So?
Alien blood is not the first thing I've ever looked at under a microscope.
What does that have to do with anything?
I may not be the chief science officer, but I do know science.
How does that help us here?
Because I could help.
You plan on running off.
But I did look at the files. I looked over slides. I helped Emerson dissect one of those creatures.
What was that?
What was what?
You hear that?
That's not the storm, is it?
Shit.
What? What's going on, Ambridge?
That's not good.
Tell me that's a tornado warning.
There's been a breach.
Ambridge grabbed my arm and pulled me forward. We rushed to the end of the trail, reaching the wood line. A flash of lightning brightened the area. It was only for a second, but it was long enough to see what was happening. Hundreds of shriekers were running out of the woods, heading for the tents. I told you. Ambridge stared at me, the rain sliding down strands of hair over his brow. I pushed the hair from my face. He reached in his pocket and grabbed his keys. He slapped them in my hand.
Take the Jeep.
Really?
Get out of here. This is your chance.
Really?
Go.
Thank you. He nodded. Another flash of lightning showed hundreds more. The shriekers were running past the creek, attacking the military camp. Wait, come with us.
No, you go. You better hurry. They'll reach your friends in no time. Those suckers are fast.
And with that bit of information, Ambridge ran off. He drew his gun and disappeared into the heavy rain. I ran to the Jeep. Just then, another bright flash of light. This time, I froze. My hair stood on end. Before me, a war zone. Shriekers tore through the military tents. Soldiers fired. Shriekers attacked. A vehicle exploded, sending flames into the air. I bit my lip, slammed on the gas, and sped towards the destruction.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Seth York, Adam Jetmore, and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay. Co-starring Jenny Bailey, Justin Stewart, Jay Marone, Chris Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Brian Messick, Mike Lenhart, Christopher Atkinson, John Lasseter, Kyle Appleyard, Maria Baumgartner, Kaylin Boyd, Jack Austin, Seth York, Jonathan Moss, Amy LeRae, April Cadmus Marsh, Daniel Brown, Ashley York, Nick Ott, Mitchell Beck, Jose Caraballo, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Incompetech.com. and Dylan Mixer at dylanmixercomposer.bandcamp.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Visit www.7lam.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.